Something that's very important that I have alluded to, it's hard to do well in life if you don't feel well. Particularly in business, it's hard to do well in your business if you're not right on top of your game. So just imagine you're an athlete and you wake up on the day of the Olympic final and you really don't feel good. Your temperature's a little bit high, you feel a little bit shivery, you're certainly not going to win the gold medal. The margin between success and failure at that level is so narrow. But the point is that even running your business on a daily basis, it's so vital that you feel absolutely brilliant. And I don't just mean you feel okay. I mean you feel well, you've got clarity of thinking, you've got abundant energy, you can handle the complaints, the stresses, the difficulties, the challenges that are inevitably going to come up during the course of a business day. And it's my observation that many business owners actually take better care of their cars than they do of their own health. You know, they might take care of some aspects of their business, but actually you are your business. If you remember back to Michael Gerber, if you've read Michael Gerber's E-Myth or the E-Myth Revisited, you'll know that there's a character in there that just runs around and does everything. And this is the challenge when you run your own business, the difficulty of actually delegating effectively, taking time off, relaxing, unwinding. And actually the E-Myth character literally burns out. It's certainly not a profitable, effective business. Because as I said, your health equates to the health of your business. It's very, very simple and straightforward. Unless you have a business that is totally automated, can run without you, that you've systematized, for many of us that's the goal, but until then, your presence is necessary to ensure the smooth running of your business, and therefore your health is very, very important. And it's well worth making the investment in your health to get your business to the stage where it can run on its own. But that's going to take a little bit of time and effort. Because the thing is that long hours, stress and uncertainty, as we all know, can take their toll on your health. If you're not able to work for any reason and your business requires your presence, then that's going to hit you very, very hard in the pocket. So this Alkaline Exec is one of the best ways to insure yourself, as well as manage limitless energy, to actually insure yourself against things like long hours, stress and uncertainty, and prevent those things from causing your business to grind to a halt because of your ill health. So it's so important to learn how to feel really well on a consistent basis. And if you do that, I can promise you that you and your business will do really well on a consistent basis. And that's a very exciting thought, really, isn't it? And so I know that many of you listening to this, either live or to the recording, will totally identify with the sort of runaround lifestyle that many of us have fallen into, and therefore the need to manage your own health effectively. And that's really, I'm going to show you exactly how to do over the course of this program. So this is the challenge. But the problem is that we've got peer group out there as well. And if you notice that everybody's an expert on health, and even more so on weight loss, I just find it fascinating that there are people out there who really don't have the results to be able to justify or back up anything that they're saying, but they're quite happy to put themselves forward as an expert. And what that means is that there's an awful lot of conflicting advice out there, so that many times you don't really know what to do. And all I'm asking you to do is put that clutter, that conflicting advice aside, and just focus on what I'm going to share with you, and follow these steps, because I can promise you that they do work. They've worked in my life, in Eileen's life, in Stephanie's life, and many of the lives of people who are listening to this already. Therefore, just don't worry about the conflicting advice. Follow what I'm going to share with you. And very importantly, surround yourself with people who are successful in this area. Because if they're successful, then it's probably worth listening to what they have to say. Particularly the support of your partner, your significant other in life. And I've seen this a number of times when people have embarked on a program of change where the partner, the significant other, has maybe felt threatened, has felt undermined, hasn't supported, or for whatever other reason, has not been enrolled in the process in a way. And there can be many complicated reasons for that. I don't want to go into those now, but it really is very important that you have the support of the significant other person in your life and what's going on here. And by all means, you know, share the recordings with them. Give them an insight into what you're doing and why you're doing it and how it's going to help not just your business, but your personal life so much, because the upside of managing your health will translate into every aspect of your life and particularly your relationships. So there really is a benefit for your significant other in you following this process. And what I want to do is just give you some quick tips on what to do when you go out with colleagues, business colleagues, friends and so on. Because as I say, the peer group challenge can be a really difficult one. And I remember when I was staying away from home a lot, staying in hotels, working very long hours in a stressful role, eating the wrong sorts of foods, being surrounded by colleagues who were drinking lots of alcohol to cope with the stress of the role. It's quite difficult. So one of the things you have to do is to learn to sort of stand on your own two feet, be your own person. One of the best things that you can do is to start to look differently at eating out, particularly in hotels, because in my experience, it's often quite difficult to eat out healthily and sensibly. And therefore, one of the things you can do is look ahead, have a look at the menu, either a little bit beforehand or online. Give yourself a little bit of a break when you get into that situation so that you don't feel under pressure to make an unhealthy choice in the moment, whatever choices anybody else whom you might be with is making. And that's really, really important. Another very helpful tip is just to have a healthy snack before you go out for a meal, because what will do is take the edge off your appetite. And even if you do end up with an alcoholic drink to start with, that alcoholic drink isn't going to stimulate your appetite so much that you end up overeating, having an unhealthy meal, and that's an exhausted feeling afterwards with an often disturbed night's sleep that comes with it. I think the most important thing there, and I've alluded to it, is it's okay to be different, and it's okay to make different choices, because you are in possession, or are becoming in possession, of some really life-changing information here, which 99% of the population has no access to. And therefore, it is okay to be different, because you can, by making some slightly different choices, radically transform your energy, your health, and your business. So just feel that it's okay to be different. And I'm seeing some amazing results with clients at the moment who are doing just that. They are being different. And some colleagues are a bit surprised. You know, how come you're not having 3 pints as you would normally have when we go out together? Well, you know, I'm doing things a little bit differently. I'm making some changes and I'm experiencing the benefits of those changes in the moment. And therefore, I'm quite happy to make different choices.